All right, I'm Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier, and this is Ozone Live on Facebook. It's your Jaguars weekly social media extravaganza. And we're joined today by Jaguars defensive end Yannick Ngakoue. And I think I actually got that right this time, which is a big, big thing for me, Yannick. So that's my first. Hopefully it won't be the last. But because this is a social media extravaganza, we go off first with Jaguars social media guy, who will be asking Yannick questions later. Social media guy, how are you?
I'm doing well, John. How are you doing today?
Are you excited for the draft?
I Week am, out. But today's a bigger day. Today's scheduled release day.
So. Today's scheduled release day, but I'm thinking draft already because I'm always working ahead.
I guess so.
Have you done your mock?
Have I done my mock?
Your
I
mock.
Have not. I need to get working on that this week.
Who you got? Who are we taking?
Maybe Jonathan Allen at number four.
You like Jonathan Allen?
That'd be a good pick, yeah. That'd be my pick. That was GM.
Our guest today may have a problem with that, or he may like it. We don't know. But we are a week out from the draft, Yannick. And that probably means we're almost a year to the day when you worked out with Jaguars defensive coordinator Todd Walsh last year, which, as most people who follow this show know, a big day. Take me through that. Did you have an idea when you worked with Todd that day that it was going to be a big day?
We had a great connection from the start, just from when I first met him when he came into the building, and I can tell he was a great coach. I mean, he didn't really try to kill me during the workout, but he just wanted to see what I can do, what I could bring to the organization, and I really just took that workout very serious like the other workouts, and it worked out perfectly for me.
And it's funny how things, moments like that can change the course of your life. You know, had that gone bad, maybe you're somewhere else. It went exceedingly well, and I think you said later that you felt like you had a great workout that day, and all of a sudden you're here. I guess take me through the process of that workout. What did you guys do, and how important do you actually think it was?
Coach Walsh, basically, he just put me through a number of workouts, just trying to see how I can bend the edge, see like my hand placement, my technique, and he really wanted to see if I was in shape at that. I was taking the pre-draft very serious, so I took it serious. You can tell that I was in shape, and basically, I feel like God does everything for a reason. I feel like I was placed here for a reason, and I'm just thankful to be here. So.
Now, did you know when you walked out of that, hey, if they have a chance, this guy's going to take me?
Yeah, I knew that. He told me that I was high on their board, and I really didn't know I was going to get drafted by the Jaguars. Mm-hmm. I thought it was going to be another team. So just leading up to that point, that it was so close that he worked me out so close to the draft, I did, like, towards the end of the draft, have a feeling that I was going to get picked up by the Jaguars.
Do you have any sympathy, empathy, any feeling for what these guys are going through now? I mean, it's a tough process the week, 2 weeks before the draft, because your whole future is out there unknown, and all you can do is wait.
Yeah, the biggest thing you have to do is just pray, you know, and just let everything that you did, like, just take place, basically from the combine all the way until now. So, like, my biggest advice for those guys is just to be patient and wait, and they'll get picked in the right time, so they'll get picked to the right place.
Did the young guys have any idea what's coming? It's a big, big change to what I'm getting at, and a year out now for you, you have a sense of that change. But rookies really don't know what they're in for, do they?
No, they don't. I feel like the hardest part is just coming into camp and just getting the respect from the veterans. That's going to be the hardest part. The draft part is you did all your work. It's easy. You're just waiting for the phone call, or you're just waiting to where you're going to go. And I think the hard part is basically when you get to whatever organization you're in, just gaining the respect from all the guys in that building.
We're going to kick it over to a social media guy now, Yannick.
All right, Yannick. So this first one kind of made news this week. This one comes from Wiggleman on Twitter. He said, who are your locker neighbors?
My locker neighbors.
Yeah, it's new this year, right?
Yeah, that's pretty new. My locker neighbors right now is Patrick. I'm not pretty sure how to.
Amame
and Tyler Shatley.
All right.
So those guys. And right across from me is my old buddy, Miles Jack. So cool.
Nice.
Not to interrupt social media, guys. He's a big part of the program.
Yeah.
Is it going to be interesting to be over there with offensive linemen? I mean, that's a new thing. You were very much secluded to the defensive area last year. Obviously, the idea is to get guys knowing each other. Talk about sitting next to the offensive line.
I mean, I take that as an advantage, just getting their perspective, you know, coming back in from practice and stuff. Like, they can tell me what I did wrong, what I could work on, what threatens the offensive lineman, and that can help out my game tremendously and vice versa. So I feel like it's just a tremendous opportunity to have a locker mate to be offensive lineman too.
Because normally you want no part of those guys, right? I mean,
who, me?
Hanging out, yeah.
I mean, no, that's not true. That's not true. It doesn't matter what position you are. So, I mean, it is kind of different having offensive linemen next to you, but I think it's a good thing.
Gotcha.
Advantage.
Social media guy, back to you.
All right. This one comes from ZS Austin on Twitter. It says, what was your favorite sack last season?
Favorite sack last season? It's easy. Baltimore Ravens. Hometown team. So that was my favorite sack, stripping Joe Flacco.
Okay. And so this one also comes from Twitter. It's from Jamie Fuentes. It says, what do you need to do to take the next step this year and avoid a sophomore slump?
You know, just continue working hard. The same hunger, the same chip on my shoulder. I came in pre-draft. You just got to bring that out through your whole career, and that's what I'm going to do. Never get comfortable and complacent.
Now, you're a guy who sophomore slump can be a real thing, but it struck me the way you play that you'll probably avoid it because of your approach. You have good fundamentals. You've always worked on technique. You've always been a worker. Talk about the technique. Where do you want to improve in that area this year? How important is it for you to develop in that area in the offseason?
I want to improve on every aspect of my game. It's not a particular or specific part of my game I want to focus on. Just everything, you know, hand placement, technique, playing against the run, developing more moves against the pass rush. So just a lot of things I want to work on.
Let's go football 101 a little bit. Hand technique is maybe the thing that I've always thought people who don't understand the NFL don't quite grasp in terms of pass rush. The hands are so important. Why and how good are you with your hands?
I won't say how good I am. I feel like I'm still trying to improve. I feel like I'm not where I could be. I haven't reached my peak yet. But like you said, hand technique and hand placement is very important because it can be the difference from you getting a sack or the difference from you getting a run past the quarterback.
How much time do you have to spend on that off season, during the season, when you're out of practice, just focused on that tiny detail? People think pass rush is speed, power, but it's so much in terms of technique. How much do you focus on that?
I mean, I focus on it a lot, tremendously, especially in the off season. But one thing I try to focus on during the season is just the tackles that I'll be facing and seeing what moves they're weak to, and I will probably try to work that move all week throughout practice, those moves throughout practice. So it's just always based off the guys I'm going to face that Sunday.
How much did you learn last year putting on tape, watching your opponent, how to study film and how to take film onto the field with you? It's a process that you start to learn in college, but it's a different thing in the NFL, no?
I don't really feel like it's that much different. It's just a different level. Like, you just got to take your notes each and every day. And my main focus is studying the offensive line. And then when we're getting down to the third down footage, which I'm just studying both of the tackles, seeing if he's weak against power, is mm-hmm. he weak against speed. And like I said, I implement that in my practice regimen. And I know if I'm going against the left tackle this week, that if he's not really good against power, I'm working that power every snap I can get to work a pass rush. I'm working power against him so I can be prepared for Sunday.
And that's something you take pretty – I mean, it sounds like you put in some hours during the week on that front.
Definitely.
That's – the whole thing, right?
Yeah, you got to put the time in.
Gotcha. Back to social media guy.
All right, this is a two-part question. Jose with a mind wants to know, what do you feel is your biggest advantage, your speed, your strength, or your technique, and how did it feel to break the Jaguars' rookie sack record?
It felt great to break the record. Just being underestimated, you know, coming into a lot of draft war rooms, I was just a third down guy, so I wanted to show that I was a first, second, and third down guy, and I feel like my greatest asset is just my motor and my effort, because I never give up. And a lot of people that get sacks, they're always great effort guys, and I always just try to keep my motor high and running.
That bothered you a little bit, the thing where you couldn't play the run. I mean, that was the book. It was pass rush guy, and everybody wrote it, everybody said it, but obviously you wanted to prove different.
Definitely want to prove different. I still got things to prove this year as well. So, you know, just can't ever forget, you know, where you came from. You just always got to keep working.
Social media guy?
Yeah, this last one comes from Corey Renfro. He says, we got to know, what will be the new sack dance this year?
Fair question.
Exclusive. You guys see the first opening game on Sunday versus whoever we play.
Now, is that exclusive because it's still to be determined, or you got one already?
No, I got one. It's waiting to get unveiled, unrevealed. So.
Do you practice it, or are you just good at it?
Nah, it's simple. It's simple.
What are your expectations for next season? I'm not talking numbers, because sack numbers can vary on certain circumstances. But where do you want to get better? What are your goals going in?
Expectations just to be a better, you know, overall teammate, That's first, have a bigger voice in the defensive line room. Mm-hmm. But number one goal is to just, you know, top what I did as a rookie and just always looking to get better and just improve tremendously on all aspects of my game.
How much do you follow off-season, Calais Campbell, Barry Church, guys like that coming in? How much do you follow it, first of all? And then how good can this defense be with the guys that are coming in now?
I'm excited these guys are coming in to help us win. We're trying to get to a championship. And also, I really don't try to follow it too much. I just really try to just keep my head down and just keep doing what I'm supposed to do and be ready when it's time. So.
Now, is Calais a guy you can learn from, or is it a different position that you play? Tough to learn techniques from a guy like that, or is it just learning – what this guy's about?
No, you can learn a lot from him. He's a 10-year guy, so you definitely can learn about being a pro by him, which can help out my career even more. So I'm just going to always try to pick his brain and just ask him, you know, different type of techniques mm-hmm. and what he likes to do in certain situations.
Now, is he a guy that you followed? Were you aware of him? And was it exciting when you signed him?
Yeah, I was aware of him. He's a great player. Sure. So definitely when we signed him, I was ecstatic and, you know, a guy should be able to learn from and, you know, pick his brain a lot.
You're a popular guy because we have one more social for you. Social media guy?
All right, this one comes from Twitter. It comes from Black and Teal. It says, what is your opinion on the new defensive players coming in, and how do you think they will affect the way this defense runs this year?
I feel like they'll help us win a lot of ball games, and I'm very excited.
And that's really the thing, isn't it? I mean, it was – as a rookie, you came in, team went 3-13, and you're trying to figure out sort of what the NFL is all about. But it strikes me, talking to a lot of the younger guys, hey, it's time to win. You guys were used to having success in college, you and Jalen, Dante, guys like that. It's time to win. And that's sort of the feeling I get from talking to you guys.
Yeah, definitely. We just want to win ball games. That's the number one goal. Win ball games and, you know, make this city, this state proud. So that's the number one goal.
That's a good way to end.
Yes, sir.
Unique, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
As always, you're a pro. And that was Unique Ngakoue, and that's been Ozone Live on Facebook.